fighting for America.
Russia continues to isolate itself by their actions. They're dangerous, they're provocative, they're irresponsible. This needs to stop.
Fighting for Idaho.
Of all the incredible moments of our trips to Africa, one of the most memorable was being able to bring Michelle and later our little girls to my father's hometown in Kenya.
Fighting for you.
If an illegal immigrant kills an American citizen, we're lucky to get that information out of the police.
You know, what we need to do is to crack down on the employers that hire the illegals. They're the ones that enable them to stay here and take American jobs.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I am opposed to the women's libs. Man is the master, and women's place is in the home.
And another change is needed, and women are smarter than men.
Good morning, Kevin Miller here at 580 KIDO. Continuing our discussion about men and women. The First Lady of the United States saying that, that women are smarter than men.
Change is needed, and women are smarter than men.
You agree or disagree? I think it's a sexist statement. I disagree with the First Lady. Look, you have dummies in all genders, but I do think there is one quarterback, and I think that men do get the short shake, but that's where you come in. At 580-5436, 580-KIDO, that was from Revenge of the Pink Panther, one of the great Peter Sellers movies. And we'll share your reaction to that story. Plus, again, we'll get to the North Carolina restaurant that now has been forced to withdraw its discount for people of faith. And what would you say if your local sheriff said, I can't protect you. Time to be armed to be safe and secure. We start this hour with Pro-Life with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Well, you know, Michelle Obama really is pretty stupid to make a statement like that. And to generalize as to who's smarter, men or women, that is really a real stupid kind of an idea to even talk about. What it really deals with is men and women can be smart or stupid. And to be smart, what you do is you be perfectly honest, you follow your conscience, you have faith in God. And if you don't do that, you get mixed up and you don't know where you're at. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like the United States. We're all mixed up.
Look, I think there's a lot of gender confusion in the millennial generation. I think there's a lot of gender confusion in the plurals that are after them. Quite frankly, and let me apologize in advance for men wearing earrings. Is it really necessary for men to wear earrings?
No, of course not.
Hey, and to get the piercings.
No, I'll never get a tattoo. I'll never get any of that stuff.
I'm with you, Pro-Life.
I'm a real man.
Exactly.
And my wife's a real woman. She has the babies, and I'm the if there's a jump ball, I usually take it out of bounds, but what there usually isn't, because whoever has the most conservative God position, then we decide on that. We don't have to say, I'm the boss, you know.
I think, and I'm going to tell you something, I'll tell you a secret. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I agree with Peter Sellers.
You do.
You remember, did you want to hear that clip again real quick?
Yeah, I do. I can't remember it quite.
Okay, I think the problems that we have as men has gotten away from the statement. And I say this to my wife all the time. Now, she doesn't listen to me, but I do say this. Now, he's at a brothel and he's busting some women, but just going along, he's at a scene and he's getting whipped. But he's doing his police work.
They're stupid women if they're brothel people.
Exactly. Well, let's see. For some reason, I hit the mute. Oh, my goodness. Hang on.
All right.
A lot of low-tech vibes here. All right, here we go.
I warn you, Tanya the Easter Lotus, I am opposed to the women's libs. Man is the master, and women's place is in the home.
Now, I've said that to my wife, Dorothy. She still hasn't acknowledged that, but I try. Man is the master.
Well, I don't know about that, but I know that women, their greatest joy eternally will be when they have children, raise them.
I think their greatest joy is to listen to the men and know what to do.
No.
All right, Pro-Life, thank you for the call. We go to Martha. Kevin, of course it's a silly question. Men are smarter in some ways. Women are smarter in others. That's why God made two of us, for one to balance the other. But I've got to say, it was not smart of Mrs. Obama to make that statement. I personally think it's time. It is really dumb of some women to go around with their heads covered up all the time. I keep wondering when they'll smarten up. Now, here's another cool comment from Martha, which I really think that is probably the best one so far. How about this? God made women beautiful so man would love her, and made her dumb so she would love man. Well put, Martha. Well put. Also others, we've got Rome on my Facebook page saying that I'm sick and tired of men being demasculized, Kevin Miller. It's about time you and others stood up for the men, but not in that way. Ain't no plans with a man. Let's go to John in Wilder at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. Top of the day to you, sir. Men are definitely smarter than women, because no man would have made such a stupid statement.
Well, if they did, they would be given the boot.
That's, you prove my point. You prove my point exactly. Men are definitely smarter than women, because no man in his right mind would have made such a stupid statement.
Not if he want. Well, yeah, you're right. All right, John. John, thank you for the call.
You bet, Kevin.
All right, take care. There we have it, John and Wilder. Now, we're sticking up for men.
Ain't no plans with a man. It's the 80s, and I'm down with the ladies.
Let's not, thank you, Sweet William. Let's not have any mixing of the statements here at 580KIDO. We go to Two Fly Fly. Is that right, or is it Two Fly Bri? Good morning.
Two Fly Bri. How's it going, brother?
What is up?
So you got Peter Sellers. You said he's busting the women. How can he do that when they already have them? But that's a moot point. Okay. This is actually, when I was with Apple, I was on their human interface group. They actually defined how our computer is used. They literally set the standard for that.
Was it a man or was it a woman?
We did a study on who was smarter. And what we discovered was, and it was backed by several studies within psychological magazines and everything else, women have four times more connective tissues between the two hemispheres than men do. Now, if you take a four-drawer filing cabinet, a woman can have each of those, two or three of those drawers open, of course, after the man's smart enough to secure it to the wall, because she's asked him to do that. She can have two or three files out from each two or three drawers. A man can only have a single file cabinet out, drawer out, with a single file out. What they found out, though, is that while the women can multitask better than men, the average that they get the same tasks done in the same amount of time, but in different ways. And sometimes the man is asking the woman for the help. Sometimes the woman is asking for the man to help. Just like Martha said, I do hold that God created us as companions, equals to one another, to balance out what to bring the whole of God in creation and his image. And that's what I hold.
And by the way,
to the Jabroni gang in the state hizzle.
We love Two Fly Bri, Two Fly Bri Productions. I mean, why would the First Lady say this inappropriate, dumb statement?
Because she's trying to set the stage for Hillary Clinton to be running for office. She's in as much as she may not like Hillary Clinton, she's wanting the Democratic Party to still be in charge so she can continue to get all her benefits and stuff or whatever after the fact. Of being in the White House with her husband, and she just wants their parade to keep marching down Main Street.
Two Fly Bri, we appreciate it, brother.
You bet. Take care.
All right. Thank you for the call. We go to Walt in Nampa at 580KIDO.
Good morning. Congratulations on your Marconi nomination.
Thank you, Walt.
You'll probably be leaving shortly after you win. Moving to a bigger market, normal routine.
You know, can I tell you the truth?
Yes.
Dude, I'm going nowhere unless they give me the boot. I've done, you know, unless they give me the, we're moving in a different direction. Well, I'm looking forward to that. Well, you're not moving in that direction. No, I it's true. But I've been there where, well, I can't wait. Well, no, you're not part of that direction. But I'd like to be. Yes, we'd all like to be, Kevin. So anyway, back to the point here. You have any guts enough to stand up and stand up for the men or what?
Well, sure. I mean, two total pyramids of intelligence is Nancy Pelosi and Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Right.
And you put Harry Reid up against them. it gets hilarious at that point.
Well, that would be kind of a tough one. Harry Reid versus Nancy Pelosi.
Anyway, can we plug a reference to a website?
I can't stop you, because if I do, you'll call me a bell pepper shaped person addicted to Papa John's.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, not really.
Anyway, I ran across this website the other day. It has a really hilarious article on it. I'm not going to read it because it's too long.
Bless you.
And I'm not going to quote from it unless I read it. It's called Letter from the Capitol.
Oh, it's Sean Wolstetter. He's a buddy of ours.
Okay. And August the 6th, only in America. It is hilarious. It's sad because it's true. And the Canadians seem to have this figured out pretty well.
Well, we'll have to check that out. Thank you, Walt.
Talk to you later.
All right, 580KIDO. We go to the Kevin Miller Facebook. This is some interesting conversations going on. From our friend Martin John Cox, Kevin, 95% of the people in prison are men. There is no societal trend that is so unbalanced and extreme. That alone suggests men are either dumber, less in control of their emotions, or both. Consider that for more than 30 years, more than half the people in college are women, and the proportion of men continues to decrease. Well, yeah, because, Martin, we're getting rid of men. We're not making men hip or fun or exciting anymore. What are they choosing to do with themselves? With the men? I don't know. Alan Jones, our good friend, it gets more and more sad to me how the devil continues to get people to focus on and argue over stupid, unnecessary things, therefore keeping people from knowing the truth about the Lord and the power we have in him. God made man and women both perfectly in his image, but we live in a fallen world. I have to say this, though. And, you know, I've said this to Dorothy and I, you know, Alan L. Morton, well, you're going to be sleeping on the floor tonight. Well, so be it. You know, you go back to the Bible, you know, man was here first and then it was the women. I mean, they came from the rib, right? Back to Peter Sellers.
I warn you, Tanya the Easter Lotus, I am a thirst. To the women's libs.
The women's libs.
Man is the master, and women's place is in the home.
Man, there you have it. A great classic movie from the 70s, Peter Sellers' Revenge of the Pink Panther. But seriously, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO.
Change is needed, and women are smarter than men.
Mm-mm-mm. Besides Kevin Miller and Walt, will anybody disagree with the First Lady? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I say, let those footman and a woman together to find out which one is smarter. Some say men, but I say no. The women got the men beat, they should know, not me. But the people, they say that the man has always led woman astray. But I say, please listen when I say, she's smarter than the man in every way. That's right, the woman is
smarter.
That's right, the woman is
smarter.
That's right, the woman is
smarter.
That's right, that's right.
All right, there we have it. Harry Belafonte, Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO. I thought we would never hear that song over and over again. Coming up, we'll take a look at whether or not you want a discount for praying in public at a restaurant in Idaho. They've done it in North Carolina, and apparently, unfortunately, the restaurant has to stop giving discounts to people of faith because you guessed it, the lawyers are jumping in. The lawyers ruin everything. Well, thankfully, we have our friend Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, with his pithy comments on my Facebook page. If you're just tuning in, we are talking about men versus women. It's not one of those wacky, zany, FM, jabroni, slappy, mind-rotting, cavity-infested, filled morning shows where they go, hey, we're going to have battle of the sexes, everybody. No, this is real-life serious issues from our esteemed First Lady.
Change is needed, and women are smarter than men.
There we have it. There we have it. Let's go to some emails. Your phone calls at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We go to Terry from State College, Pennsylvania. Kevin, only a sexist would take a stand on this issue and believe the lie that one is smarter than the other. Also, this is the big lie that they used to divide the black community decades ago. Now Michelle is using it on the rest of the culture. How ironic. I still like Peter Sellers. Man is the master, but doesn't go too far in my house. Hi, Kevin. Mrs. O just displayed that Ed Klein claims in Blood Feud are correct. She's a typical Ivy League lounge lizard, and for my part, I love and respect men. Thank you, Tracy. By the way, Cheryl, thank you very much for the request for the song that we played there, and our friend Heidi Harris as well, listening now in Las Vegas. TPB, otherwise known as Tea Party Bob, is with us now at 580KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning?
You know, you're on the cover of the website. You're commenting. You're roaming around.
I have to tell you, that's a great picture.
Great picture of you, yes.
Well, I don't know what's a great picture of me. It's a good picture of you, though.
It's a good reason to go to the website to check out Tea Party Bob.
Nothing like wearing a tactical vest that gets everybody's attention.
It does.
You know, let me bring some sanity to this conversation. I don't know why we're even discussing if men or women are smarter because Michelle Obama made this stupid statement. You know, why should we even give her comments a second thought? Isn't this the same person that brought the food police to our schools, who has no real love for this country, who does nothing but self-promote her husband and herself? This is the same woman who calls our young kids knuckleheads. She says change is needed. Well, the only change we need from Barack is to be out of office. And the same with her. Does everybody remember the change he has brought to this country? Lower standards of living, higher health care costs. They've taken over our education system. We have poverty all over the place. More people on food stamps and subsistence than ever before. This is what she is trying to do, is to separate everybody the same way her husband does.
Right, but
classes.
Listen to her inflection here.
Change is needed, and women are smarter than men.
Boy, if that doesn't smack you in the face.
I have a hard time deciding which one is dumber, her or her husband.
All right, which one's smarter?
I don't think either one are smart. I think they're both pretty dumb.
So are you going to?
We wouldn't be in the situation we're in.
What are you running for office?
I'm always running for office.
Yeah, I know. You're being very political. So I'm going to put you on the spot, buddy, because this will be good training for you when you're giving your press conferences.
I don't need any training. I'm too old for training.
You're going to get some training, buddy, and you're going to like it. So here we go. Do you agree with Michelle Obama or do you agree with my man Sellers?
Warn you, Tanya the Easter Lotus, I am opposed to the women's libs. Man is the master, and women's place is in the home.
All right, which one are you?
Well, I tell you, I like Peter Sellers. I think he's funny, but I don't think he tells us anything. Men are the master.
He says men are the master. Can men be the master and women be smarter?
Let me ask you a question and turn it around. Who's smarter, you or Dorothy?
Look, I've disclosed this. I've tried to tell my wife many times. I've quoted Peter Sellers. I've quoted it many times, and it hasn't gotten me anywhere. It hasn't gotten me anywhere, and I keep going, well, you know, man is the master. And I get about the same reaction as Clouseau did.
That's exactly right. You know, as far as I'm concerned...
You didn't answer my question. You threw it on me.
Well, of course. What do you think? I'm stupid.
Wow.
It's not a proper question to ask anybody.
It is.
No, it's not.
Are you afraid to answer the question? See, that's the skinny. I think most men are afraid to answer the question.
Hey, listen, I've met women who are smarter than I am.
I can't believe anybody is smarter than you.
Yeah, believe me. There are a lot of people.
Well, Tea Party Bob, we'll see you Saturday.
You bet. We're going to have some fun.
We are. Thank you, brother.
Have a good day.
All right. Our great friend, Tea Party Bob. Gene in Boise with Kay Milley at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning. I think you've missed the point.
Wouldn't be the first time.
I think you need to recognize that what Michelle is saying is divide and conquer. That's the same principle that her husband is using to divide the nation. People against other people, and women are not necessarily any smarter than men. God says in his word that the woman was made for the man and not the man for the woman.
I kind of like that one. The woman was made for the man, made from our rib.
Well, it's a good thing you agree with God's word then. Okay, and so God made everybody different with skills and talents, men and women. So I think that she's dividing and conquering and Scott.
I just don't like the way she says this, Gene. Listen to this.
Change is needed, and women are smarter than men.
Man.
Well, it's not necessarily the way she said it. It is what she said.
Mm-hmm.
But she's going right along with her husband and Valerie Jarrett. So I thank you.
Gene, thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 580-5436. All right, we're going to talk about restaurants and prayer discounts. If you still want to, if you have enough guts, you know, going back to a couple things on the Kay Milley Facebook, Martin Johncock says, look, 95% of dudes are in prison, or 95% of the prisons are dudes. So the women are doing something right by keeping themselves out of that, number one. My buddy Rome says, look, Kevin Miller, I'm so tired of the demasculization taking place in our culture today. Why is it that men are portrayed as spineless, stupid idiots on pretty much every TV sitcom today? So, no, I do not agree with Mrs. Obama. On another note, I believe this is another example of her divisive mentality. I agree with you, Rome. Again, if you're just tuning in, we are looking at this.
Needed, and women are smarter than men.
Ouch! That's her version. Kevin Miller counters with the late Peter Sellers.
I warn you, Tanya the Easter Lotus, I am opposed to the women's libs. Man is the master, and women's place is in the home.
Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
The Kevin Miller Show on 580 KIDO Radio, Idaho's truth radio show.
Must hear radio every morning with Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I've been making some plans for later on tonight.
KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, does it matter that a restaurant honors your religious faith, or do you just want to feed your pie hole? Before that, one more call here concerning who's smarter, men or women. Dan and Emmett, you're on 580 KIDO. Hello, Dan. Hello, Dan. All right, Dan, thanks for the call. Kay Milley with you here. Phone number's here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. This is something that I again, put on Facebook the other day, and this is out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. But it really is applicable to anywhere in the United States. It's certainly applicable to the people here in the Treasure Valley, because we don't have a problem with faith. We don't have a problem with religion here. We don't have a problem sticking up for our God, do we? Think about that. Think about the idea that if you went to a restaurant and they said, hey, you want a 15% off your food? And you say, sure, I'd love 15% off my food. All you have to do is pray. Now, I wonder how many atheists would be there and how many people would say, oh, you violated my human rights for praying. Haven't we gone so far the other direction that we're almost embarrassed to love the Lord?
Where the napkins, dishes, glasses, and definitely before any food is served, the first course for many families is a prayer. But something as simple as a discount for public prayer at a local diner is dividing people faster than who gets the last piece of pie. Mary's Gourmet Diner in Winston-Salem took their act of kindness, a discount on the bill for a pre-meal prayer, off the menu today. And WFMY News 2's Morgan Hightower went to see why. Morgan.
Come take a look at this. They posted this explanation for why they're ending this prayer discount. In part, it reads, we are no longer issuing the 15% praying and public discount. It is illegal, and we are being threatened by lawsuit. The last line here, we apologize to our community for any offense this discount might have incurred. But for people I spoke to today, they say no apology is necessary. In fact, they say Mary is the one who is due an apology because they say she's being, quote, bullied. Take a listen to what they had to say.
Head shakes and disappointed looks were common reaction from people reading the explanation for why Mary's Gourmet Diner is ending its prayer.
It's just sad.
Ashley Jones isn't sad.
It's just sick.
She's angry.
When someone told me, I was like, are you kidding me? That's the crazy world we live in.
The diner gained national attention after a picture of this receipt was posted on a social media site. It shows a 15% discount for praying in public. With that one line came cheers and criticism. What ended what Mary's daughter called a private gift was public outcry and a threat of legal action.
I think it's totally wrong for them to be able to step in and say that she can do anything wrong in her own business. It's her business. If she runs it, she should be able to run it how she wants to run it.
I think a business owner ought to be able to do what they'd like to with their own business in terms of promoting their values, promoting what's important to them, without being in fear of someone saying, I'm going to sue you if you don't change your policies.
Ken Heater is the executive director of the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission and a fan of the diner. Although he's never received the praying discount, he doesn't want to see it go away.
Sadly, it's indicative of the way so many people are thinking today, whereas if they don't like what you're thinking or what you do, they're going to try to make you change, and it's not right.
I spoke to her daughter this afternoon, and she was in tears telling me about this. Chad, she just says her heart is broken.
There you have it. Don't get mad. Call one of these attorneys. Whether it's Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, or somebody else, I mean, come on. What's wrong with giving a 15% discount to people of faith? What's wrong with that? I mean, really. What do we have? The other side of the story here?
Not a chance.
Is she allowed to say, I think these people are praying, and I'm going to give them a discount? Yes. I say to you that that is not discriminatory. That is an economic decision made by Mary, the owner, that she may believe is going to boost her overall business. I think she is legal in what she's doing, and I'm sorry to read that she is now backing off her position.
There you have it. Well, nobody, even if you're right, the cost of litigation is huge. As our attorney, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, told us the other day. I just wanted to give you something to listen to. 580KIDO, we go to Liberal Steve, a man that wears a lot of earrings and has his toenails painted and is proud of his femininity.
And has his arm in a sling. Hey, two things, Mr. Miller. Senora Obama was absolutely correct, and Laura Bush.
You mean Senorita Obama, not Senor Obama?
Senora, I said. Senorita is single.
This is American. We speak American here, buddy.
Well, she was right. And Laura, you didn't play the whole piece where Laura Bush said, "You're absolutely right." So
I don't know what you're talking about, but you're saying, for people just tuning in here at 580 KIDO,
need it. And women are smarter than men.
So women are smarter than you.
And Laura Bush that was doing
yes
the
interview, or no, said, women are smarter than you.
Yes.
So you're a dummy.
But I get the same job done in the same amount of time. Now, on to your second thing. Giving people a 15% discount is against the law. I don't care what that attorney says.
Given what law? What law is it against?
You're giving someone a discount because
what
of their,
law
their,
is it against there, Bunky?
It's against the practice of doctrine in a public place. You don't need to get paid. To
you
get
can pray in public in America, maybe not in
you
your
can.
America.
I'm not saying you can. I'm just saying you shouldn't get a discount. That should be against
Why
the law.
Why are you yelling saying, about God? What's so wrong with God and country and praying in a restaurant and getting a 15% discount?
Giving the military a 15% discount for a meal or something is different than giving people that pray. So people that don't pray are singled out, and that just divides. And you're going
you can,
on and
you
on
can
and
have
on
a moment of silence
Obama.
And get that 15% discount.
Yeah, a moment of
you
silence.
Know, if I were a restaurateur, I'd do it, and I'd dare him to come after me. But
well,
I love America, Bunky.
You say a lot of things. I dare him to come after me. You know, how deep are the pockets? And this attorney that talked is just a blah, blah, blah like Bob. Come on.
You're smacking Alan L. Morton, attorney at law now?
Yeah.
Or he wasn't the one talking, but yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm just
You're just saying, so you are not smart. Women are smarter than you, and people shouldn't be allowed to pray. Is that
not
what you're
all,
saying?
But in the Constitution, and it's referring to
you're
men,
right. In the Constitution, it says that you can't give a 15% discount. Oh my goodness!
Can I?
Can we go back to the Declaration of Independence? Can we go to the Declaration? What did they talk about? It's called the Creator.
In the Constitution, it says all men are created equal. It doesn't say all men have the same intelligence. That's why we started the Civil War over that debate.
The Civil War.
The Civil War.
Now that's quite a stretch, sir.
No, it's not a stretch. It's fact. When the Civil War, we got the go-ahead on the Civil War because what was going on with the abolition and everything. It's when the senator finally made the statement and they ruled on it that all men are created equal.
I think it was when the South fired on Fort Sumter. That's what started the Civil War. But again, this shows you how, unfortunately, and let me use a provocative term here at 580KIDO, how bigoted our country has become concerning God and Christianity and faith. Now, let's say that these folks there, she didn't say for only Christians or only Buddhists or Hindus or Muslims, she said anybody. And yet, a threat of lawsuit. I mean, when did we become embarrassed to say, I love God. I'm going to pray. When did that become embarrassing? Or Whoopi Goldberg yesterday saying, I don't like these people who pray. Wow. The depravity of the soul, if you will. That's why we need more prayer, right? 67 right now in Star, Idaho. Let's get you to work.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Change is needed, and women are smarter than men.
To Catherine in Boise at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning. Hey, I have several thoughts about this. I'm having trouble weeding them out. One is, I never thought I would be sorry for the president, but I'm sorry for him. He has to live with somebody who disdains him. Kind of how sad. And another point is, we've had a women's lib movement on for a long time, and look at the mess we're in today. And another thought is, she's teaching her girls to be combative. You know, kids pick up their parents' attitudes. And so they'll never really be happy being girls because they'll be fighting. So there you go. And I'm embarrassed that a woman would be so stupid.
Catherine, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Quickly, we'll go to traffic and then Pat. Kevin Miller in the morning, we go to Pat. Good morning. You're on 580KIDO.
Oh, good morning. I missed the first part of this. I've been wrapping 50th birthday presents for my daughter.
Oh, thanks for sharing.
What did Michelle Obama do?
Okay, quickly, this is what she said.
Change is needed, and women are smarter than men.
Well, she's not any smarter than the dimwit she's married to.
That's a good point. Still
number one. And number two, if you needed any proof that women are smarter than men, all you had to do was listen to that last male caller.
All right,
that
Pat.
That reminds me of a new T-shirt I bought at Walmart yesterday. It said, I'm not antisocial.
Good day. God bless. Keep the faith.
Stupid.